90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
Now, I'm delighted again to be joined this morning on the Monday edition of Northside Today by the Deputy CEO of Uncosan, Anne Janocki. Anne, good morning. Welcome to the programme again.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. And busy time of the year for you, I would imagine, out there in Jobstown. You have your September edition of Pathways for New Learners and you're online with Open Days. Can you tell us about it, Anne, please?
Yeah, we've had a number of Open Days online and we've had one face-to-face, socially distanced, obviously, with all the COVID procedures in place. So actually today we're starting back on some of our programs, and so we have a lot of our access programs starting today, this week, you know, so we've three on today, and throughout the week we'll have more starting up, and we're still recruiting for a couple of courses, still a few places available if anyone is interested. So full steam ahead, all our children are back in our early year centres, our counselling services up and running again, so it's great to be busy again with all the services and having people back with us.
Yeah, I suppose in fairness, Anne, and we've spoken to her here on a couple of occasions at Near FM, one of your most famous past pupils would probably be Senator Lynn Ruane now, who I would imagine when she came to you first, the furthest thing away from her mind was being a politician. But I mean, this is the power and the ability of Uncosan and the way you approach people, that the facilities is there once people engage with them to totally turn their lives and their worlds around.
Yeah, the way I see it is that, you know, we all have potential to do different things, whatever it is. And maybe we mightn't realise it, we mightn't have the confidence, or we may not have got opportunities to, you know, to go in and see what exactly am I capable of, or might have a lot of things going in our lives, so we don't really stop and think, you know, could things be different for me? So I remember when Lynn was quite young when she started here, and she had one young child at the time, so she was able to put the child in her early years service and go and look after her own education needs. And I'm sure being a politician was miles away from her thoughts at the time. But she, you know, after a couple of months, she settled in really well and she just soared through that programme. And I know she was quite interested, she became quite interested in helping her own community then. And sometimes that's what happens, you know. It might be to go on further in education, or it might be to get employment, or it could be, you know, to get more involved in your education or in your community, as a lot of people have done, or maybe a mix of all three.
Yeah, I mean, she is a fantastic role model, and in no small way that's down to the work that Uncosan did and the way she engaged with it. Tell me this, and I don't want, obviously, specifics, but would you be dealing with people there who maybe didn't have, we'll say, the most wholesome and fulsome engagement with education the first time round?
Yeah, we've a mix of people. There's people that, you know, that had to drop out of school for different reasons. They didn't go on and finish their education. There's people that, you know, didn't have good experience anyway for whatever reason, or maybe there was, you know, certain attitudes in the home where maybe education was on top of the list, or, you know, different reasons, different difficulties in the home and with people, and maybe, you know, people had to, you know, they dropped out for different reasons. So there's a mix of people. There's some people that maybe had stayed on and done their leaving cert but didn't do much more, and now feel actually it's time for me now to go back and maybe do a bit more learning. So we really see learning here as a lifelong journey, and wherever you're at, you know, whatever stage of life you're in, there's always something that you can come back into.
And that's the whole thing, I think, and that's sort of the ethos behind Uncosan, that everybody, no matter who you are or what you are, you have a skill and you have a talent. You may not necessarily know this at the time, but, you know, on Cusson, to me, it's like almost the educational version of the original trainer and scouts in football or hurling clubs, that you can see the potential. And I mean, if you talk to guys, we'll say, that know some of the top footballers or that, they will tell you that at a very early age, they could nearly predict what these people were going to achieve because they could see it in them, even though that maybe they couldn't see it in themselves. And on Cusson, it's probably a weird analogy, but I would think, from my knowledge of Cusson and having been over there, that maybe you would identify a skill or a talent in somebody that they wouldn't know they have, and you can develop it, bring it out, and then they realise, Jesus, yeah, I'm good at this. I can make a living out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's all about encouragement and, you know, supporting someone to build up their confidence and see their own potential and see, well, actually, I can do a lot more maybe than I'm doing at the moment. And, you know, to put in the supports that's needed at the beginning. You know, we have all these wraparound services that sometimes some people may avail of some of them or may avail of all of them. And it's all, you know, it's just to get them to that place where they can soar then and they can do whatever they want. So we have, like, as I mentioned, our counselling service, we've our early year service, we've additional mentoring, academic support for people that maybe need that, study skills, you know, whatever people need, we do our best to put everything in just to give a good holistic wraparound service to people.
And that is so badly needed by so many. Tell me this, Anne, as the years progress from its foundation, do you find that you have to maybe bring in other services to be part of that wraparound service over the years, that you look at it and you say, well, now hold on a minute, there's a deficit here in relation to this and people will need it, so we'll have to put this in place?
Yeah, we do a lot of work now with digital skills and digital inclusion, so we've a lot of programs, because that's definitely the, you know, the way to go and the way society is going. And I think no matter what job you're in, you know, they'll always be either necessary or certainly very helpful. So we've huge programs now around digital inclusion, and it's to, I think, the digital literacy is the new, you know, literacy needs now. So we start from basic right up to higher ed, but in all our programs we included digital, you know, digital programs, so people can hop in or out as they see fit, as they need them. You know, even people that are coming now to do women wellness or person development, they'd be offered the opportunity to do maybe a little assessment on the digital skills and then see if there's further programs they want to take around digital work. It builds up great confidence, because you'd often hear people say, oh, I wouldn't go near a computer, I'd break it. But actually, when they start, they find, oh, yeah, this is not as hard as I thought. And so we want to put a lot of emphasis on that. Another thing we do is, you know, we believe, you know, we can offer as much as we offer here, but if we do need to work with other organisations in the community, we certainly do that. And we may refer people on to something else that, you know, maybe we can't do here, especially with children as well that maybe have additional needs or any kind of, you know, necessary, you know, they may need other professionals in their lives, and we would refer people on then. So we'd know a lot about what's going on in the area, and we work that way.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people don't realise that the amount of computer skills they have, because they forget to make the connection with the little black box in their pocket, that is basically a walk-around computer now, and they're doing stuff on that, and they don't even realise how computer literate they are.
Exactly, yeah. They most people love it once they start it, and they pick it up real quick, and as you say, it could be just for life skills, but with other people then, it's around their professional development, and maybe to progress in their employment or get into new employment.
Yeah, well, of course, the other thing as well, Anne, when it comes to computer skills, is that no matter what you're looking for or what you want or what you need, you nearly have to go online for it now. I mean, the days of walking into somebody at a counter and availing of the services on offer is becoming more and more a thing of the past, really. So, I mean, people need to develop computer skills and be a little computer literate and computer savvy anyway.
Yeah. I've been seeing that during the lockdown, you know, when people using Zoom and Teams, and even if they're only wanted to connect with their own family members, you know, rather than always just through the phone, that maybe to be able to get onto the computer and actually see them and do a Teams call. You know, it's amazing during the lockdown, people may never have even heard those terms, and then they were using them freely, you know.
I make the quip on several occasions, and that 2 years ago if somebody mentioned Zoom to you, they'd be thinking of Fat Larry's band. Anyway, the other thing I want to ask you is, you will say connections with and relationships with employers. Does that play a part or a role in Uncosan?
It does, yeah. We've a number of programs where we look for work experience for people, and we connect in with different corporates maybe that would could offer people work experience to give them the whole, the whole experience of getting up, going in, doing the, you know, whatever's entailed in the job. So we'd offer all that. We link in with different corporates, and then obviously we are funded by some corporates, so that's great to have that. But they look for for other ways besides funding that they can offer us. So they may do some mentoring for us with people, interview skills, whatever needed. So we've good links with them, but it is great for people to be that step nearer employment then by the time they finish their program here, if that's what they want.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the ethos as well behind Uncosan and is, you know, to take the mystery and the fear and the worry out of situations that, you know, other people will say, for argument's sake, might just take as ordinary run-of-the-mill stuff, whereas certain people, they might be stressed out by it. But Uncosan, I think, simplifies it and makes it really part of your daily life.
Absolutely. And I think in here as well, we learn a lot from our participants. So, you know, our tutors would often see that back. Gosh, I think I learned as much today as maybe the participants learned from us. So, you know, we do have a good ethical, good ethos in the organisation. And we see that we're all learning at times, different times, you know.
And let's get down to the nuts and bolts before we part company on this occasion, because I appreciate that you're busy this morning. Number one, I suppose, is the demands on your services. Have they increased? I nearly know the answer to that one myself. And number two, for people who want to find out more about Uncosan, how do they do so? And I'll give you a good run at it. Number three, I am aware, Anne, that Uncosan has actually gone out and linked with other organisations, and you've even braved it across the Liffey onto the north side of the city.
We have indeed. So definitely some of our services. And we find, some of our services more and more in demand as we go on. People are only getting back into it now, I think, because they've got the children back in school and they're looking around and saying, OK, what can I do for myself? And can I get out there now that I'm vaccinated and, you know, see what, you know, different steps I could take maybe, because we've all had a difficult journey, I think, over the last year and a half. If people want to get in touch with us, we're online at www.uncosan.ie, or our phone number is 01462 8488, and we've a number of it's info@uncosan.ie is our email address, and we've a number of programs that are still online and they stay online, so people can do them from all over the country, and we're in, I think, a huge amount of counties all around the country now, people doing our course, a huge amount of participants all around the country, people doing our courses. And we've a new one starting soon that people might be interested, starting on the 3rd of November. It's a certificate in personal and professional development at level 6. And it's to, you know, it's to help people maybe it's personal and professional development that might help you go on to further education, might help you go on to do a higher education degree, or it could be just to help you in your workplace. So that's going to start on the 3rd of November. It looks very exciting, and people want to ring up and get more details about that one. There'll certainly be someone to help you.
Deputy CEO of Uncosan, Anne Janocki, and thank you so much again for joining me this morning on behalf of the listeners and on behalf of everybody in Uncosan at the moment, and past pupils and graduates. Can I thank you and your team for the fabulous work you're doing? Anne, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure, Donny. Thank you very much for your interest in Uncosan. It's great to chat to you.
My pleasure. God bless, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
90.3 867 1190 Near FM.